Hey, this is Carly Parody, and I'm the composer and theme songwriter of Netflix original series, The Innocents, and you're listening to The Annotator.
Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 82, where composer Carly Parody talks about her original score for the Netflix series, The Innocents. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net. Royal Television Society nominated Carly Parody is a film and TV composer, songwriter, and pianist whose credits include the BBC series Line of Duty, Sky Atlantic's Sick Note, and PBS Masterpiece and ITV's Prime Suspect 1973. Her music has also been used in trailers for True Detective, Homeland, and Martin Scorsese's Hugo. She tours live with Clint Mansell, and she played piano on Mansell's soundtrack to Moon, and recently she wrote the original score for the Netflix original series The Innocents, which won her a Hollywood Music and Media Award for Best Song in a TV Show or Miniseries in November of 2018. The Innocents tells the story of teenagers Harry and June, who run away from their repressive families to be together and are derailed by an extraordinary discovery, June's ability to shapeshift. As the star-crossed lovers struggle to control this strange new power, a mysterious professor reveals that June is not alone. There are more shifters out there like her. Created and written by Hania Elkington and Simon Durek, who also executive produce, The Innocents stars Saoirse Groundsell as June, Purcell Ascott as Harry, and Guy Pearce as Halverson. In this episode, Carly Parody talks about working with the London Contemporary Orchestra and how her score touches on the series' many themes of love, family, and identity. The London-based composer shares how she drew upon her own experience in going from child to adult to write music to represent the series' lead character. She also reveals some of the musical details behind some of the most dramatically intense moments of the series and score. Carly Parody finally shares how the deeply personal and powerful song The Innocents, sung by the Norwegian artist Ira, evolved into a last-minute powerhouse and came to represent the core essence of the 8-episode first season.
The Innocents covers a lot of themes, including love, family, identity, journey, sci-fi, shapeshifting. It's wrapped up in a lot of drama and, you know, psychological thrill. It's like a twisted Romeo and Juliet. Right now we're listening to the love theme of our characters, Harry and June. And June's played by Saoirse Groundsell, and Harry is Purcell Ascott. And the score covers a wide spectrum of emotions, much like the experience lead character June McDaniel must face on her quest to self-discovery and accepting she has both wonderful and frightening facets to her true self. And I went back to that time in my life, going from child into an adult. And, you know, I don't know about you, but it wasn't the easiest experience. At times it felt scary, even traumatic. And, you know, June McDaniel is going through this and running away with the love of her life and also finding out she has a shape-shifting ability. And her first shapeshift is into a 6'4" bearded Norwegian man. So with this love theme, I've got my muted piano I recorded at my studio and the incredible London Contemporary Orchestra, the LCO, you can hear on strings, and that's Robert Ames conducting, and that was at Air Studios, Studio One. I just really wanted to bring out that innocence and beauty and showing this history with June and Harry and their love and how strong it is. And, you know, after speaking with the team, the two forces at play, a scary world infringing on an innocent idol. So it's beautiful and emotional, while also dark, unworldly, and dangerous. So after further chatting with execs and writers Hania and Simon, director Farron Blackburn, producer Chris Croucher, it was so natural to work with the LCO. They're just amazing at the lush, gorgeous stuff, and also the left field experimental strings. I needed that juxtaposition. The principal violinist is Galia Bizengalieva. She's also featured on a track on my upcoming third solo album, and it includes the bespoke Innocence song as well, featuring Ira and Elcio, which we'll hear in a bit. I started working with Elcio in 2015, and they're friends and creative collaborators. I think that's an important combo to have when working creatively together as a team and facing the challenges that pop up along the way. And Elcio, they're co-founded by Robert Ames and Hugh Brunt, who also both orchestrated, along with orchestrator Dave Foster. That's me on the piano, and the main engineer mixer is Olga Fitzroy, who I've worked with on many projects. This is the opening Innocence theme. Oliver Coates on cello. So we have the epic journey we're about to take. With a bit of undercurrent of darkness and unknown. And this is a beautiful opening shot of the landscape of Yorkshire. And so it takes place both in the UK and Norway, and there's some gorgeous, stunning cinematography and landscape. So I really drew from this inspirational landscape for the size and feel of the music. For the darker sci-fi elements and tension, I borrowed the Digitana SX-1 modular synth, which was one of three at the time of recording this in the world. You'll hear that heartbeat type. That's the SX-1. And it was created by theoretical physics prof Steve Thomas. And he collaborated with Future Sound of London to create the SX-1. So it worked brilliantly for these darker off-kilter, testing suite lab of Dr. Halverson, who's played by Guy Pearce. And I combined that with left-field string techniques with the London Contemporary Orchestra. And I think that this really created an otherworldly tension and energy to the scenes, and I think it worked pretty cool. So we're approaching the first shape-shifting sequence of the whole series in the opening of episode 1, where Dr. Halverson's wife, partner, Runa, we see her go from 6'4" bearded Steinar into Runa on screen, and we needed the what the heck is happening here. I had my pal Kendra Frost do some custom sound design too. That little twinkly piano, I usually use that before or after a shift sequence. This is one of my favorite cues. It's called Turquoise Nails. And this is the very first time that June shifts back to herself. And she goes from Steinar, the big bearded Norwegian, in a bathtub, down into her own 16-year-old body. And we see her turquoise nails on the edge of the bathtub. And Harry and her are back together again after this incredibly scary and traumatic experience. So I want it to be grand, epic, and magical, and full of love, mystery. And we go into the back of the van of Steinar and Alf, who are two sort of sidekicks sent from Dr. Halverson to capture June and bring her back to Norway so he can test her shape-shifting abilities. And Steinar awakes out of the van. It's a pretty cool scene. And now the pièce de résistance, the Innocent song. That's actually me at midnight yelling, and I pitch shifted it down. It works really well. It's like the frustration of the women of Sanctum echoing off the Norwegian fjords. The Innocence features Ira and London Contemporary Orchestra. Gorgeous vocals by Ira. Her name's Anna-Lena Brulund. and she's a Norwegian artist. This is a deeply personal song.
In the darkness, I find daughter.
It's about the concept of trauma being passed from mother to daughter through DNA. And she really hits these high notes. The end credits, we actually had a much shorter version. It was an instrumental, and it was mixed, it was done, and episode 2 came through, and the end credits were 3 times as long. I had recorded at Air Studios the long song version on strings because I had originally wrote it as a song, as the essence and spirit of this show, and I just thought to have it up my sleeve. I had about 2 days to edit that down and showed the demo vocals I had done, and the team loved it because they wanted it to be epic, like the show is epic. I asked my studio neighbor, Martin Phipps, like, who could I get to sing this? And he's like, why don't you get Ira? It was just like the stars had all aligned, and she like lived around the corner from me, and she's Norwegian. So we laid it down, and Olga mixed it, and we had it. So thrilled to have the opportunity. It's such a dream to write a bespoke theme song for show. I absolutely love themes. I love writing themes. So it was a super dream come true, and I think it really sums up the essence of the show. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer Carly Paradis and her original score for The Innocents. Carly Paradis will be performing a suite of The Innocents music at the BBC Proms Sci-Fi Concert at the Royal Albert Hall with London Contemporary Orchestra and ERA on August 7th, 2019. The Innocents score is not commercially available, but The Innocents featuring ERA and the London Contemporary Orchestra song will be released on Carly's upcoming third solo album, Nothing Is Something, late summer or early fall 2019. You can find out more and hear more music by Carly Paradis at her official site, carlyparadis.com, or follow her on Twitter at Carly Paradis. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net, or you can subscribe wherever quality podcasts are found. Wherever you do listen, we'd love for you to leave us a rating or a review. And if you know someone you think might enjoy The Annotator, please tell them about the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Audio Annotator, on Facebook or Instagram at The Annotator, or you can send us your feedback via email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.